Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The opinions expressed on ArtStar Seed Radio are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. Also, the following program is intended for mature, grown-up audiences. Put on your big boy pants only. Hey, girl, did I ever tell you about my Uncle Charlie with a wooden eye?
No, why?
Well, he was a nice man, but he was in a horrible accident. He was very poor, and he lost an eye, and he couldn't afford the glass eye, couldn't afford any of the fancy ones, so he got a wooden eye, and this made him quite depressed, and he didn't go out for a while. And, you know, one day his friends came over and said, hey, there's this dance party, and why don't you come? Why don't you get out? And finally he says yes, he will. And he's sitting by himself for a while, and then he sees a woman across, and she's sitting by herself, and she looked kind of pretty. And his friends are like, go, ask her to dance. And so he starts walking towards her, and as he gets closer, he notices she has this massive hair lip. And so he says to himself, oh, what a couple we would be, me with my wooden eye and her with her hair lip. So he says, would you like to dance? And she says, would I? And he says, hair lip! So mature. Very old joke.
Yeah.
My mom said I had to tell it. Aww. So I had to tell it.
Your mom.
Yes. She's like, cute. That's so funny.
We shall see.
Art?
Hi.
Art?
Too much.
So too much.
Too many shenanigans. I'm going to turn the studio right around.
How dare you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to ArtStar Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Reina Terror.
Hi.
Hi.
She's so bubbly tonight.
I'm excited.
Good. Aww. We like excited guests.
Yeah.
As opposed to bored guests.
I also drank a giant cup of coffee.
Nice. I had coffee today. I rarely do. Makes me anxious.
Yep.
I had good coffee, though.
I know. I kind of feel the same. It's conflict.
Yeah.
But I was tired of eating it.
That was like the worst fade out ever. What the hell's wrong with me?
I don't know. Maybe you should learn how to do your job.
So I've been looking at pocket pussies online.
Oh.
Yeah, he realized.
I've never had one.
Yeah.
I never used one. I'm 52 years old. I'm a known freak.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised.
Who knows what's in my ass right this moment? Who knows?
What I love is the glasses at the end of the nose and the little like hearing devices on your ears. You're like, I'm an old man, but I like things.
There was no way there was two scoops of raisins in my raisin bread.
Ooh, damn pocket pussies.
Yeah.
So on Amazon, they have reviews. Here's my favorite. Don't use it every day. You will be addicted like me. Wonderful experience. I thought I didn't like it, but my consumption was wrong. I would always gotta try new things, new toy, before I judge on it. The front opening is modeled as a mouth, and the back opening is modeled as a vagina. Now I have to use it every day, and my wife got mad, ignored me every night. She told me that she will get divorced soon. Do not overdose with this product or your body will get weak from day by day. Please use once in a while only. 5 stars and verified purchase. So,
didn't you tell me about like something with like the girlfriend loves it, moved away?
Yeah, that was a dildo. 5 stars. I guess it was a good dildo. She took it with her when she left me.
Yeah.
So good. Awesome.
So here we like to play the ass party game.
Mm.
Anytime we say ass, take a sip. Take a puff. Yeah. Don't take a full shot. Don't smoke a whole joint. We say it a lot. Maybe you don't do drugs. Maybe you're this guy. Maybe you're that guy that jacked off too much and lost his wife. So when we say ass, you would...
Make sure it's lubed up a little and just rub your penis head around the opening of whichever side you prefer.
If we say asshole, take two sips or...
maybe go to the circumcision line.
We say ass fuck, take three sips or...
balls deep. If you can come, keep it up.
We also now do the secret word. Say the secret word, you get a prize. It is adult Mad Libs.
Anal, cock goblin.
Cock goblin, I like that one.
Everyone likes...
perennium. Oh,
perennium.
Falcon. I guess someone gave this to me. Oops. With love, Erica.
Do you know
do you remember
who
Erica is?
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I do.
Is it an ex?
No.
Who is it?
No. You know who it is.
Okay. That's funny.
I'm out of the loop.
I don't mind saying.
Yeah,
Erica,
go ahead.
Erica Evans. She was someone that Catherine brought into our world.
Wow. I would have gone about a different version of the story.
Okay.
Well, now you said her whole name.
Oh, yeah.
I would have done it differently.
He's still learning.
No, he's never learning.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
He's too broken. nipple piercing, clit piercing, ball sack, shaved balls.
Nope.
Damn.
None of them. Reign of Terror. Let's get right into it. Tell us about Travel Queen.
Thank you. So, yeah, I'm here with an ulterior motive.
More butt stuff?
Yep. No, actually, no. That's not really my thing. I joke like it is, but no, it's not.
I took her butt virginity.
He
yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yes,
it's like the only thing I know about you. No, I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
But yeah, so I haven't seen you guys in, I don't know, it's been like a year or more since I've been on the show. And in that time, a lot of changes have happened. And right now, I'm currently creating, producing, directing,
okay,
and
that's
hosting.
Enough. I'm kidding.
And hosting. I'm in pre-production for a television show called Travel Queen, which is going to be a new docuseries that focuses on traveling around the globe as a single woman volunteering. So helping out everything from plants to animals to, you know, people and the planet that we all share. And we, I just started an Indiegogo page a few weeks ago, which is currently online now. If you Google Indiegogo and Travel Queen, you'll come across it, or Facebook or Twitter or IG, Reina Terror, R-E-I-N-A. You can find lots of posts there. And so, yeah, we're doing a fundraiser and we're in pre-production now. And then in April, we're going to Thailand and we'll be filming at an elephant sanctuary. So no matter what, this is
awesome.
This is happening. Now we just have to find out how we're paying for
elephants.
It. Yep.
Elephants.
According to the internet, they're as excited about us as we are about puppies.
Oh,
nice.
How cute is that? I like the idea of that.
Oh, I love them.
So how did you get this idea?
So, yeah, I went through, like a lot of people who I've talked to, the past 2 years were really rough. I had like a lot of loss. As you know, we both happily suffer from clinical depression.
Yay! Woo! How was your February?
Oh, actually, this year was pretty good. I got to say, I've gotten better.
Okay.
But yeah, I was really depressed. I had a number of friends pass away and my father passed away and I was just kind of running out of resilience.
Your dad was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, he was. Okay. And he's a lot of the way why I am the way I am. He was also an actor and really outgoing. So
he would come to her shows, like burlesque shows, variety shows, when he was 107 years old.
No, like literally, or you're joking? Are you exaggerating?
He wasn't too far off from 107, but yeah, he was old.
Was he actually 100?
No, okay. No, he wasn't. He was 87 in the end. But
when you get into triple digits, it's different than 99.
Oh, that's true.
We all know that.
But yeah, so anyway, so all this was going on and I needed to get out of my head and get out of, you know, the city for a little bit. So I went up to a retreat with an old professor of mine upstate and just to get some solace and quiet and, you know, meditate and all that good stuff. And unfortunately, another friend of mine passed away and her name was Erin. And it was really sudden. I wasn't able to get back to the city in time for a funeral. So instead, I did a hike. And on that hike, I sat and I meditated. And when I got home, I watched a documentary about elephants because her partner
elephants!
Told me that in lieu of flowers to donate money to an elephant sanctuary because Erin really loved elephants. And my father also really loved elephants. So I said, screw that. Instead of money, why don't I donate myself? And then I was like, you know, why am I thinking small? Why don't I donate myself and film it at the same time and you know, and then I realized there was no travel shows out there, number one, with like cool chicks hosting them that I have seen so far, at least. And number two, there was nothing, you know, that focused on volunteering or any other kind of tourism other than just, you know, the regular tourism that we're all used to. So I figured, you know, why not take a risk? And, you know, so yeah, this is now what I'm doing with my life. So it kind of
awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really, really excited about it.
I have a very large and very nice ivory collection.
Oh, no. Well, that's the other thing. So a couple months ago when President Trump.
Don't even have to say it like that. You don't have to put those two together. Like,
yeah,
stop
I don't
it.
Like it.
Why are you doing that?
You're right. Don't do that.
I'm not going to do it again.
I'm not going to do it.
That orange thing. When
just call him Trump. Or
no,
don't even
thing.
Use the T.
Exactly.
Rump.
Teabag.
Teabag Rump.
He lifted a ban or something. Sorry if I'm not being completely accurate on sales of ivory. No, and elephants.
Oh, yeah,
and poaching. So that's also another reason I'm glad that I'm starting there. Because I know we're all super frustrated and stressed out by the shit that's going on in politics. And it's hard because you can't do much about it. So this is also a way to show people like there's still good you can do in the world to help yourself heal. And, you know, it doesn't have to be right here
at
home.
Definitely stressed out. You saw the size of the dildo I've been taking.
Yes, I did.
Jesus Christ.
He showed me before we went on and it was massive. It was bigger than I thought it was going to be. And I've known Faceboy for a long time.
Yeah. Send it to Pence.
Okay.
Wow, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. If there was a
everybody listening, send your used dildo to Pence.
Ooh.
All of your dildos. All of your used dildos.
Yeah, and don't clean them before you send them.
Yeah, definitely.
Just put it in a Ziploc bag. Tighten that baby up.
Don't even Ziploc it.
Yep, yes. Put it in a Ziploc bag and leave it open.
What are some of the other travel destinations?
Well, so we're doing the Elephant Sanctuary first for our proof of concept. So after that, we're going to come back and pitch. And right now, we've got other ideas for episodes, including one that I want to be just because it's a female-centric travel show. I want to do one where we volunteer at a women's clinic. There is a small one in Nepal I'm thinking of. I'm not sure exactly where, but we'll find a women's clinic. We'll go there, and that entire episode will just be about volunteering at the clinic and women in general. And then we're going to do other episodes, for example, like one where, you know, it's about traveling on a budget. We want to keep things cheap, but there may be people out there that are a little more high maintenance, you know, that don't want to go, you know, sleep in this bungalow and get fed at this little place. So we might do an episode for people like that. Like, this is our high maintenance travel queen episode. So if you're a little more high maintenance, but you still want to give back here, you can go to this country and you can stay here and help out an orphanage or a recycling plan or whatever it may be. So each future episode will have a different destination as well as a different focus on who we're helping, how and why. And we're going to vet everywhere we go to, because I know there are certain organizations that aren't as altruistic as they initially come across. So we're making sure to investigate that, or I am as well, to make sure that the places we go to and are supporting are doing the right things the right way.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah. What are you most looking forward to? What is like, if you could go anywhere in the world, you know, this thing is fully funded.
Wow.
We had all the money.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I mean, it's hard to pick one place. Thailand is one, which is one of the reasons I'm going there first. I really want to go to Tibet as well. India. I would love to do New Zealand, Argentina. Yeah, it's just hard to pick one country, which is why I'm trying to make this my career, because I love traveling. So I want to kind of go see it all.
I would totally go to Greenwich Village.
I think you would. You've been there for a while.
I don't fucking leave. I come here once a week.
Yep.
That's it.
I'm proud of you, because when I knew him back in the day, I lived uptown in the 40s and he was downtown below 14th. And his saying was he didn't go above 14th Street because he had a nosebleed.
I would get
I would say that.
Will. I would get ill. And I'd also get Will.
Will?
I said Will by mistake, so I had to say it again. And I'm going to say it in my low voice. Yeah, my low voice. I get ill. And then I'd get Will. Yes, indeed.
I love that your low voice works on every guest. Except for me. I'm immune.
All his voices.
I ruin his blowjobs.
You ruin his blowjobs. Nice.
Yeah.
Was it a blowjob?
We're going to get an on-air blowjob.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't in the studio. I was in Cold Spring with my girlfriend. And she was doing a wonderful job. And then she started, would say just nasty shit. Ruin it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
And then I pretended to, then I faked that I came. I went like, okay, that was it. Mm-hmm. Abby called me out.
Yeah.
She was like, that was not,
bullshit.
That was such bullshit.
So wait, were you in the studio and he was?
We were all in the studio except for him. And
oh, you called. Okay, I was going to say. Mm-hmm. All right, nice. That's funny.
Because Abby's had sex with me. She knows what it sounds like.
Yes. Abby, which Abby?
Mostly
Abby
crying.
Yes.
Yes, I thought so.
Mostly crying.
Yeah. Not a single tear was shed. Clearly you're faking it.
Catherine, can we get an update on the things you're doing?
Yeah.
Like anything funky happen at any of your shows?
Well, tomorrow.
That was Sherry.
Yeah, she's... If you're listening, I love you. You're amazing. And come again, please.
Tell us about her.
So she came to...
She's the woman that... sorry to interrupt. She's the woman... I had seen her at open mics a couple of years ago. And then I saw her on a porn set. I mean, on a porn site. And she crank called the FBI while sucking a dick.
Wow.
And I was like, we need to have her on the show. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So we called her. We called her from the studio and she talked for a bit and she was at your show.
The NYC Talent Show. It's Victor Varnado is the host and Pamela West. Yeah, come out. He's every Sunday at 9 p.m. At the Creek in the Cave, which is 1093 Jackson Avenue. Tomorrow we have Mystic Gym.
You know, there was a power outage upstate, so I may be here for a couple extra days, so maybe I'll try and make it tomorrow night, because I've been telling Victor I was going to come for a long time, because I performed when he started the show originally. I was one of the first people. I just came and did fire and stuff, and he hit me up initially when it was restarting.
Yeah.
I think it was before it was a Creek in the Cave, somewhere else.
Let me know if you want to do it. I would totally love to have you.
Yeah, maybe
I
will.
Are you free the 11th?
I'm not sure. All right,
we'll
the 11th,
talk.
But yeah, we will talk. That'd be fun.
But if you're not...
You will see me there.
Ooh. No.
But
if you're around tomorrow, come to Satanic Bingo.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm doing Satanic Bingo right around here at Bizarre Bushwick, 12 Jefferson, from 7 to 10.
Bar. And I haven't been there in a while.
Burlesque, Sideshow, Tarot.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Sherry's act.
Yes. Come next Sunday.
Tell us about it.
So she's playing Eminem, and she's wearing a cowgirl hat, and she's nakedish, and she's going... I got a butt and two titties. This is stand-up comedy.
Does she live in my building?
I hope so.
No, I'm serious. What's her name? Sherry, what?
We don't know.
Is she an older woman?
Well, I'll just show you.
Yes.
And then...
I think she might live in my building. There's an older woman that does like naked cowgirl in Times Square, and she also does like performance art.
Nope.
Like shows.
Nope.
And wears a cowboy hat. That's why I thought. Oh, no, it's not her. Oh, go Sherry. Wow. Her tits are just out. Those
boobs
just are just shaking all over the place. And she's got her bra around her waist with her underwear.
Yeah.
But she's not wearing much else. This is amazing. All right, I gotta come tomorrow now.
And if you want to find her porn page, just Google X Hamster and Sherry 86. Sherrie 86.
You know, I have to say, it really comforts me to know that this is still happening in the city that I love and
I've
grown up in. And you know, back when Faceboy used to do his Faceboy's open mic, as the city changed, I was worried this was gone. And I'm so happy that it's not.
Not gone, yeah.
It's just moved to Queens.
Well, it is where it is. And that's what I love about this show, that it is that part of New York, that
thing
that is just so New York, the crazy part of New York. The weirder, the better.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's every Sunday at the Creek in the Cave, 9 p.m. on Sundays. Every other Sunday, which tomorrow is a Sunday that I'm doing at Satanic Bingo at Bizarre Bar. Don't watch the Oscars. Come to Satanic Bingo.
Screw the Oscars.
Fuck the Oscars.
Actually, my ex-boyfriend's out there working at Elton John's Oscar party this weekend.
That's fun.
Nice.
Yeah, but screw the Oscars. Satanic Bingo is much better.
Yeah.
Oscars
are every year.
And it's predictable.
Bingo's only every
year. What were your prizes last week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I never remember, but they're always crazy. I know porn is happening. I know Scooter gave some porn out. A lot of things from La Sirena. We've been getting a lot of things from La Sirena. So that's 27 East 3rd. La Sirena is a Mexican folk art place. If you mention Satanic Bingo, they might extend the 20% discount to you for that. I highly recommend checking them out. They're really cool. So we got a lot of things from them. I gave like t-shirts out and things that they gave me. And I have these like Lucha Libre masks.
Ooh, yeah. Those are fun. I love those. Just get naked, put one of those on and run around the woods.
I got a butt and two titties.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy.
Oh my God.
Also, the Iron Mule Short Comedy Fest is coming up on the 6th. So come out to that at the Alamo Draft House. That's at 7 p.m. And if you don't feel like you can submit your own piece of comedic film to Iron Mule Fest, or you can come to the Wanna Be a Star contest and then hang out at the House of Wax after.
It's a cool place.
It is. Have you seen the creepy things at the House of Wax?
Seen some of the creepy things.
Yeah.
I've been spending the week cleaning my room.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
I got into a little bit of an argument with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
And she said, "You haven't done a fucking thing for this room in 3 years that I've known, in the 3.5 years that I've known you." And the thing is, she was right. I had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
She's been coughing because of the dust. I know. It's terrible. What the fuck's wrong with me?
You're terrible.
I got depressed.
You're always
got
depressed.
When did you fucking get depressed?
I used to be depressed and like ridiculously clean. Like
That's true.
Retentively clean. Yep. My studio on Thompson Street was the kind of place where you were scared when you were there. That was that clean. It's like, can I touch
you
this?
Had a lot of routine. Mm-hmm. Yes. You had your little workout routine, I remember, mm-hmm. with your crunches.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who was that guy?
I worked out regularly.
But you couldn't tell. Like, he just sat home by himself.
You couldn't tell. She just fucking said that. She just said that you look the same.
But like,
that makes you feel great.
That's a compliment and an insult.
It is both, because he's obsessed with how terrible he believes he looks.
I know.
He's getting better.
Body dysmorphia. Well, you've never looked bad, but just that anxiety is what kept him doing the crunches and like push-ups and stuff. And I guess your anxiety about cleanliness has dissipated some with age.
No, it was. You know, I love my mother. I feel very glad that I'm doing the right thing. But there's just so much stuff in her apartment, even after I cleaned up so much stuff. It just, I just see it all around me and I just don't want to look at it.
Yep.
So I don't want to look, I just fucking watch movies, be on the computer, read books.
Yeah, our mothers shared that quality as well.
Oh, I know.
Too much stuff.
So I'm getting rid of stuff again, cleaning up again. I'm doing the... Eventually, I'll get down to the 1 year rule. Right now, I'm doing the 5 year rule. Have I used this? Have I worn this? Have I looked at this in the last 5 years? That's the first part. Second, does it have any value? And if it does have value, am I actually going to sell it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or am I going to like say, oh, yeah, I'm going to take pictures and put it on eBay? Not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
It's like when I was a kid and my mom bought an ass load of Beanie Babies because they were going to be worth stuff and she was going to sell them. And she still has them.
Of course she does.
She never sold them.
Of course she does.
Did she play with them?
No, they just sat in a freaking bag in the fucking closet, man. It's just such a waste. And and then when she was going to sell, oh, well, the price is going to go up. And the price, and then it was never
her, like beanie stock.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like you got to, at some point, you just got to do it. Or,
that's funny.
So, I do this thing where I'll curse someone out via text and then blame.
Yeah.
Blame autocorrect. Right. And it's nothing, nowhere close. Mm-hmm. What was it that I texted to you? It was
fuck you.
Eat a dick. Yeah, today. Yes. It was eat a dick. Sorry, I meant yay.
Mm-hmm.
Autocorrect. And then she texts back ass half. Like she fucked up.
Ass half.
Ass half.
I don't know what that's.
It doesn't mean anything. It was like she made a mistake. She was like, damn it. I meant asshole.
I thought it was
she
half
tried
ass.
My joke.
Yeah. Yep.
Totally didn't work.
Fuck you, man. Jesus, tough crowd in here.
Uh-huh. You have a cat named Piglet.
I do.
Your picture's a piglet. I want you to be open.
We all want to know about Piglet.
Piglet is.
Do you have any other cats?
I do. Big old fat There's kitty. Ash, who is my OG, and Piglet is the kitten. So let's see. Let me find the cutest one of Piglet. Hold on. Okay. Here's that's Ash. Oh, here's both of them. Hold on. There's Ash, and that's Piglet.
Oh, baby.
And then
little white face, black parties.
Yeah, Ash is like 9 or 10.
Oh, that face.
Yeah, look at that one. He's like sticking his tongue Shit, all. Oh, no, that's goober. The one. He's sticking his tongue like way too far out of his mouth.
Fucking love him.
And then Piglet is this little nugget. They're both tuxedos. So they're both black and white kitties, which is cute because it looks
I
like.
I have a gray tuxedo girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is Piglet discovering water today. I introduced him to my sink and I had it trickling a little bit and he's kind of scared of it.
But love
then
it
would
it.
Like drip on his head or his paw and, you know. Kittens are fun and they're cute. So, you know, since I'm promoting kittens. Travel Queen online, I figured I'll post some videos of my kitten. And
that you'll be leaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
But animals you abandon. But
my mom is going to feed them. My mom said she's going to feed them while I'm gone.
I know
to you're... what?
Okay, here's a...
I don't know yet.
Here's a what would you do, okay?
Ooh.
I was in the supermarket the other day. Mm-hmm. There, a guy is restocking the hot and cold buffet stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He drops tongs on the floor.
Ew.
Picks them up.
No.
Keeps working with them. Mm-mm. I saw this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if I did the right thing. First, you tell me what you would do.
Am I ordering it?
You would never eat from one of those things.
What is this?
It's, you know, the hot and cold salad bar.
Yeah, I don't like salad bar.
I would have approached the dude and been like, hey, dude, like, you want me to grab you any pair of those tongs? Where are they? I'll get them for you. That's what I would have done. And then politely grabbed them from his hand and tried to rinse them off and give him a new pair if he let me.
You wouldn't snitch on him.
I would try to get him to do it first directly because I don't want to get someone in trouble.
Catherine, what would you do?
All right, so this is a place I don't eat at, and some guy did a gross thing.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on if I'm ever going to go there again or not, I don't know. I'd either tell on him or I wouldn't. I would just leave and never eat there again.
Yeah, I might do that
never
also.
Eat there.
It's a supermarket, and this is the salad bar, so you're not, like, really eating there. You're getting stuff.
I don't know. Does he give me a vibe like I don't like him?
This is getting...
Because if he gives me a vibe like I don't like him, I'd be like, yo, that guy's
a particular,
dick.
No particular vibe.
And then I'd be like, yo, you need to fire that guy. He thinks it's all right to feed us trash. I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, really what do you think I did?
Told on him.
I didn't do a goddamn thing.
Yeah, I feel like I probably wouldn't do a goddamn thing.
I have to go Shocker. There like twice, three times a week. And you know, if he's still working there, he's going to see me. He's like, that's a fucker who ratted on me.
I'm craving coleslaw suddenly.
Yep. That's why I would just tell the dude directly, because then he's more likely to do something if he realizes the customers can, I don't know.
See him dropping things on the ground.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, like, I saw a person using their fingers to touch food at a ball game and then money with gloves on.
Mm.
I'm sorry, it was their gloves. So they were using the same finger, gloved finger,
yep,
to touch the, like, hot dog meat and put it in the bun and then give people money, dirty money. And I told no one because I'm not ordering meat.
Oh, well, I wouldn't tell anyone just because I don't care and it's New York and that's kind of the norm.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. Germs are germs. They're good for my immune system. Keep it strong.
I don't like germs. I'm a germaphobe. Oh, but really? Like, I might not care because it might not be an issue for me. Like, I might just not be.
You're just a very selective germaphobe.
Yeah, I only care about my problems.
Exactly.
I don't have fucking time for your fucking germs. Like, don't eat here. You know what? If you can't get that thing inside you that says this is a bad idea, then.
Well,
it's on you, bitch.
See, I think that whole like antibacterial thing got a little crazy. I think some germs are good. That's how, you know, if you're not exposed to any, that's how you build up your immune system. So whenever I, you know, do the 5-second rule, I think it's an opportunity to build up my immune system.
Mm.
Yeah. As long as it's not like, sticky or wet, that's gross.
The only thing that I'm like not germophobic with is drugs.
Yeah.
Wayne's ass.
Oh, my God.
And what? Who's
I'm asked? Still, sometimes I think about that moment and I'm like, God, everything is terrible, but also wonderful. So Waymest is gorgeous and amazing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She is.
And she had something on her butt and I don't know. I don't even know if I asked for consent. So that's part of the thing that horrifies me. Like, did I just attack her butt with my tongue somehow? And then I licked something off her butt.
And didn't know what it was.
What?
It was very.
And you're a germaphobe?
Yeah. But it was faker. Way mess. No, it was way mess. No, I'm not a faker because I'm still horrified. But also, I look at the whole experience fondly.
Yeah.
As long as it wasn't like a violation of consent in some way.
Oh, she is beautiful. She stayed at my house once with Lefty Lucy. And when I got to meet her, I was stunned by how gorgeous she was. Even out of makeup, she's a gorgeous woman. Her and with a very nice buttocks. So I approve. But, you know, you're still alive. So, you know, germaphobe, yeah. Schmerbophobe. I say get over it.
Stormy Leather's doing my show in 2 weeks.
Oh, Stormy. Oh, I love her, too. I haven't seen her in a while. Oh,
my friend Greg has been training me to say it, her name, without
spazzing out completely.
Yeah.
Oh,
working on it.
Stormy's awesome. Yeah, she rocks. I've known her for a long time, too.
Oh, her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ooh. It's deep.
Aw, you got it. Someone's got a lady crush.
Not a bad.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I had booked Stormy for this show and didn't tell Catherine.
Aw.
It was like 2 minutes before the show starts. Stormy like strolls in the way she does.
Yes.
And
stunning.
Catherine could barely talk.
You're a monster. Because I was
probably
talking...
not a good thing for a co-host to do to the when you need someone to talk.
I was talking with like my normal voice, and then she walks in like.
That's awesome. That's adorable.
Yeah, listen to the last episode she was on if you want to hear.
Yes, I do now. Thank you for mentioning that.
Oh my god.
I'm totally going to.
When I first saw her, I was like, who is that? He's like, do you want to meet her? No. Oh,
she's the sweetest. And
she was naked.
Yeah.
Well, she's always naked. The naked girl of burlesque. Isn't that her tagline?
She was naked.
She asked me what I wanted her to do and I couldn't answer. Like, for the thing, I was like, I just, whatever, just do it.
Do it. Gotta go. All of it.
I can't tell you what you want.
Yeah, she's so hot and she's so sweet, too.
I was watching I was watching Pawn Stars.
Mm.
Everyone knows what that show is now anyway, so I can just say Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
And J.R. Ewing's hat from Dallas came up there and it made me think of Dallas. So tonight's top 10 list is the top 10 Dallas episodes titles that could be porn. Was I doing the top 10 list when you were here before?
I don't remember.
This
I
is think how
so.
It works.
I think so.
I say the episode title and you try to figure out, or you say what kind of porn you think it is.
Okay.
Is it gangbang porn?
We have to pick the genre of porn.
Yeah.
Just figure out, like, anything. You can even give us a little bit of the plot, who the actors might be.
Yeah.
What the scene is.
Mm-hmm.
The more detail, the better.
Mm-hmm. Have fun with it. It's a Rorschach.
Nice.
A Rorschach. A Rorschach.
Right. Ah, there you go.
It's a lot of steps.
A few.
Lasagna. That was a lasagna burp.
Gross.
Yeah. Knowing exactly what it is makes it worse. Isn't it?
If I smell it, I'll punch you in the dick.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Yep. Ditto. Yeah.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Top 10 Dallas episode titles that could be porn. Yeah. Number 10. This one's obvious. For Love or Money.
Every show has that fucking episode, and we know what it is.
Just prostitute porn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prostitute porn. I'm cute like my car. Number 9, The Switch.
I've done this already. We've done this already.
I know. There are so many. This is like when a woman is blindfolded and a guy pulls out and then another guy goes in, but it's all consensual.
Oh, okay.
But it could be something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could.
All right, but it's
they switch genitals. They're having sex and then in the middle
of the genital.
They switch genitals. That's what I would do.
Or they're hermit crabs and they switch shells.
She puts on a strap on and he... like
wears
a pocket pussy between his legs.
Or they literally just rip his dick off and she rips off her vulva.
I like that.
And they stick it on each other.
Rorschach.
Yeah.
This top 10 list.
Watch out.
Is a Rorschach test the shit people come up with. Number 8. Smooth Operator.
Poop stuff.
Yeah, probably. That or rainbow showers. Nice. I'm smooth on the mic
and I keep it retarded. Number 7. That's the way it all starts. Fathers and Other Strangers.
No.
Gangbang. That's total gangbang.
Nice.
Very twisted gangbang.
It's so fucked. I'm into it.
Yep.
Number six, JR's BJ.
Nope.
Well, that's obvious.
I made it up.
Yeah.
That one's not real. Number six, Love Tunnel.
That's what I call my vagina.
I made that one up too.
Doesn't matter. It's still what I call my vagina.
With a GoPro, that's just a woman by herself with a GoPro that she sticks up her vagina.
Okay, the real one was, the real number six was Tunnel of Love.
That is,
that's also what I call my vagina.
With a GoPro putting it up her butt. I don't know.
That's what I call my butthole.
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Number five.
Yeah.
Odd Man Out.
Nice. It's a threesome, but a judgy one. I like those.
I thought it was a gangbang.
It's like, it's like.
And then there's one fucking weirdo that they kicked out.
Odd man out.
Like you're an odd man. Yeah, get out of here with your weird little dick.
It's like a gangbang, but it's musical chairs. And when the music stops, who's ever
I like that.
Inside of a woman? It's like a massive orgy has to leave. I don't
think. Awesome.
Yes, I've definitely had one.
I like that.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm creative.
Number four, Lock, Stock, and Jock.
Oh, wow. That's dirty.
That's so dirty.
Definitely BDSM.
It's also
damn
noir
right it
style.
Yes, it is.
They tried to make it noir.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Moody.
Ooh.
Number three, Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
No.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
That was a Dallas episode title.
That was right after the movie came out?
I don't know.
I think, wouldn't it have come out way before?
Or, I don't know.
Isn't... Oh, I don't know. I guess I don't know when Dallas happened.
Yeah, I don't either.
I thought it was the 80s, and I thought Sex, Lies, and Videotape was 90s.
I think they're both the 80s.
If only there was a device.
Like some sort of googly thing.
Yeah.
That could tell us.
If only I cared enough to use my fingers.
Number two, Call Girl.
Yeah.
That's about a girl making a phone call, and then she realizes that people suck, so she shoves the phone up her pussy.
And calls herself on vibrate.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for the end there, Gabber.
Number one, Deliverance.
You got pretty mouth.
Pretty mouth.
That's
it's just a reenactment of that sick movie.
Exactly.
The fucked up part.
Been done.
Yeah, it was called Slaves or whatever you showed me.
Here's the ones that didn't make the list. Blow Up. Morning After.
Nice.
Lover Come Back. That's rough. My life. That's basically that porn that's my life.
Quit.
Just like the devil, I got blue eyes. Power play.
Nice.
And triangle.
I'm talking into it. Give us a clue. You cock goblin.
Give you a clue.
Yeah, you heard me.
Raina.
Yes.
That's the clue.
Anal.
Nope.
Cherry.
Nope.
Brown cherry.
Nope.
Olive.
Nope.
Terror. Night terror.
You can guess as well. What do people associate you with sometimes that's sort of naughty?
Bonded, BDSM, boob stuff, fire.
Boob is close.
Breast art.
Breast!
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Breast!
She said boob, which is the same thing, yes.
No, yeah. It's not the same. You have to say actually the word.
Oh, okay. I see. Breast is a good one for me, yeah.
Okay. It is.
Two large ones.
She's got some big boobies.
Right on the front here. Oh, that's me lifting them up off of my chest.
So let's not ask teachers to shoot their children.
Oh my God, yes, please.
Why not?
Just that's so wrong.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Everything is so dumb right now. Why is the world so fucking dumb?
Yeah. Well, I'm convinced it's kind of like an Akali-esque part of a process, and that right now is the sucky part where everything's getting blown to pieces. And hopefully...
Now we're bleeding, mass bleeding.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that after all this BS that we will come back together and hopefully be more enlightened and a little bit smarter for it. But, you know, that's just me. Fingers crossed.
Now, even if you required teachers to have guns in the classroom, the good teachers are not going to use them, and they're still going to use their body to shield whatever students they can. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to do. The bad teachers... are going to get too upset over something and like shoot a kid that's not even shooting up the school.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Well, that already happened in an exercise that they were doing. I saw a video
where the
targets weren't even moving and they were like training teachers at a target range and the teacher accidentally killed what would have been a student and the, you know, still targets. I mean, it's just dumb. It's just, you know, we're already not paying teachers enough. There's already so many issues with school. Now we're going to find all this, what, just money that's laying around and give them guns?
Yeah, like, for ours, just, we have
money for guns. It
doesn't
even make sense, like, from so many levels.
We've always had money for guns.
Yeah.
And weapons, just not, like, you know, safe weapons.
Yeah, exactly. We don't pay them enough anyway, and now we're going to train them to be marksmen as well?
Yeah.
Like, that... How is that even going to
happen? We won't buy them highlighters or crayons, but yes, bullets.
That's my point. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, they already need help with so many other things. To throw something up on top of it is just ridiculous.
Go ahead.
The same with the way he wants to overhaul, like, Medicaid and, like, food stamps and stuff like that. He wants to create, like, boxes of food that get dropped out. You know, it just doesn't make sense to spend money creating a brand new system when we could spend less money fixing a system that's already in place that works fairly well. Now, I've been on food stamps. It's damn hard to cheat. You can't really do that anymore, so.
And it's really an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
Because you're going to know what they look like. And it's like, so your neighbors are going to know, oh, you're on food stamps because you got this thing delivered.
Mm. That's a good point.
Not cool.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah, both of these issues just, I think people are discussing them seriously, but I don't really think they're issues that seem likely to happen. And I think maybe they're getting so much attention just because of the nature of things in politics right now. But when I look at it from, like, a step-by-step, like, process and how would that actually happen, it's not even feasible.
Why? Because Obama couldn't get anything done because they wouldn't let him?
No, just like...
Because the president is powerless?
No, just like logistically even, taking party politics out of it. It's just logistically, it's like, really? They're going to do this and that to make teachers have guns or do this and that? You know, yeah. I'm not sure. I feel like it's a lot of hot air. But, you know, I don't know. I could be wrong.
I mean, we still don't have a wall, right? Like, they haven't even started building this wall.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying.
I'm hoping it's
a lot of...
Just another lie.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, so far his track record seems pretty...
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Completely.
Face Girl, will you... wait, we forgot to do this. If you are enjoying this show...
Ass.
And you would like to support Freeform Radio...
Money.
If you want to support the radio station, Radio Free Brooklyn, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor this show... In particular,
just this one.
Tax deductible. Go to rfb.nyc/DNS. No, what?
That's my other show.
/ass. rfb.nyc/ass.
You wouldn't even let me.
No.
How dare you? It's DNS.
How is Dunsun going?
It's fun. Yeah, I played the perfect man today.
Really? What's that?
It's just my perfect man.
You portrayed your perfect man.
Yeah, which is, I'm curious.
Listen to the episode and you'll see.
Ooh, yeah. All right, then I shall.
He obviously works with wood and he's a drummer. He's creative and capable and smart and he loves puppies. He carries them at all times. He works out, but not because he needs to, just for his mental health. He also has a six-pack. And his body looks like Tyler Durden in Fight Club.
Ooh.
Barbara Streisand recently cloned her dog.
Yeah.
Speaking of puppies.
Speaking of.
that cost like $50,000.
Wow. And it doesn't work.
It does work.
Well, yeah, but you don't get the same dog. There was like that This American Life episode about a guy that cloned his bull. And the bull was super friendly. Like, aww, you could pet it and kids could be around it and all sorts of stuff. He cloned it. And the clone nearly killed him like 3 times before he finally had to like put it down, I think.
Wow.
It
was sad. Just,
yeah,
poor bull.
It was a depressing episode, but you know.
Poor bull.
Just because it's genetically the same doesn't mean it's temperamentally the same.
Almost sad.
It is a little.
Basically, that article I sent you, the second one that I sent you.
The kid?
Yes. I think you will enjoy this.
Yeah, I did. I already saw it, but I will do it again because it's awesome. We're going to watch it, or I'm going to read it.
If there's a video, then yeah, but...
There is, but there's no, like, audio, really.
Okay, so that won't work.
Oh, my fucking God. What?
Go ahead, read it.
No, it's this internet shit.
Yeah.
I just want anybody who is listening to know that the internet here sucks my fucking balls.
It really does.
It does. I concur.
Okay. Boy trapped in lift. After urinating on control
panel. For Americans, a lift is an elevator.
On what?
Do you want me to read it or do you want me to play the video?
Read it. Okay. Please.
Boy trapped in elevator after what?
A boy became stuck in a malfunctioning lift after he urinated all over the buttons. The unnamed boy was captured on CCTV aiming a stream of urine at the control panel, moving it up and down so it was fully doused. He then zips up his trousers and gets ready to leave, but things go wrong as the doors open slightly, then shut and stay closed. He can then be seen to panic, jabbing at the damn buttons as the lift remains motionless. The lift goes dark as the boy seemingly becomes a victim of his own joke. Local media reported he had to be rescued by building maintenance staff and didn't suffer any lasting injury except to his pride. The footage from this place in that location of China has gone viral in Asia as people share the video, mostly without much sympathy for the boy's plight. He denied doing anything to cause the lift to break, but the reason quickly became obvious to his rescuers after they reviewed CCTV. The boy's urine is believed to have entered the control panel square beneath the buttons, causing it to short circuit and cut out entirely. His parents, who live in the building with him, reportedly refused to accept this was possible. He can't pee that high.
He can't pee that high.
They were quoted as saying in local media until they saw the security footage.
Mm-hmm.
The lift is still under maintenance, with the family expected to compensate for the damage caused by the little shit.
Wow, that's funny.
He's a fucking prick. You can see him peeing. Prick, like
a giant stream of urine too. I saw a still shot.
Yeah, no, it's insane. This kid, like, he's pissing like a drunk.
Yeah, pretty much. At so first much I thought maybe it was dick. A small drunk man.
Look at this little fucking asshole. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna get the bottom
Jesus
buttons.
Christ.
I'm gonna get the top buttons. Oh no, back to the bottom. Back to the top. I'm gonna get it all. I'm gonna aim my backpack.
Wow.
I'm gonna get all this.
That looks like a lot of fun.
In the corner. Wait, there's gotta be more. Wait just a goddamn minute. What's happening? How come everything's going crazy? Oh, now I gotta rub my hands all over my own pee. These buttons. Oh my God. What am I gonna do? Oh no, the lights are going out.
Oh, shit. He's straight up short circuited the elevator with his
girl. Fuck you, kid.
Wow.
Fucking asshole.
That kid is
deserves
an asshole.
It. He does deserve it. I don't want him to do anything crazy, but he deserved it. Like, I don't wish anything on him. He's got enough.
Yeah.
I just want him to stop being a dick. I want him to learn from this to stop being a prick.
Well, yeah. I mean, not a lot of thought went into that, obviously.
No, this kid fucking did it. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? Like, you know he held that pee. That was something he worked
out. He planned this.
Yeah. That was not accidental. That was like, oh, golly, I got a pee.
Well, yeah, I just
what
mean
do I do?
He's kind of an idiot. So,
no, he's a fucking terrible human being.
You know, he just didn't think through all the steps.
No, he's a piece of shit. I just hope that he's like young enough that...
that he learns.
I hope he learned his lesson.
I hope he learned.
Go to school, kid. Read some books.
Go read some books, you little fuck. Fucking asshole pissing all over the goddamn... And he did it in like a shitty like building, you know, where it's going to take a long time. People who need... access to it or not going to have access, and his family's going to pay for fuck that asshole. They're only allowed one. No. I didn't say it.
Line not crossed
line.
There.
Line
was
almost
not crossed.
Right there.
No. He's an asshole. That's all I have to say. He's a fucking asshole.
There's this woman in my building. She's getting on a bit in years. She's very nice. I like her. And she asked me for favors every now and then. Well, no. She
I got
she thinks that she's
for you, young man.
She thinks
maybe you could plug it in.
I got some popsicles in my freezer.
The vacuum cleaner that I showed you the picture of that had been repaired like a million times.
Right, I did it myself. I'm a little bit of a handyman. Do you like handies? I got some handies and some candies. Come on in, let's stitch up my vacuum. Plug it in, see if it's really sick. All I gotta do is put some tape on it. What am I talking about? Is it a metaphor? Do I literally mean tape? It's both.
So it's like change a light bulb. You know, can you get this thing unplugged over here? And
bend
you know.
Over. Pull it out.
You know it. You know she's eyeballing that
Why
ass.
Why don't you crawl over there and get that dust, honey? pet that little dust bunny, now feed it. That dust bunny's hungry. Oh, yes. Eat it up. Eat it up, little bunny. Little dust bunny. Yes. You're so hungry.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yesterday, I changed a light bulb in the bathroom for her. And
oh, no, and I turned the water on. Your shirt's so wet. Let me dry it. I'm blowing you dry. Look at me blowing you dry.
You were saying?
So I'm done. I'm getting ready to go. I'm going towards the elevator, and she comes after me. She goes, oh, wait.
My neck count's falling. Maybe you could pick it up.
Little nip slip.
I'm not an ice skater, but I had a wardrobe malfunction. Like the Super Bowl, I got some Super Bowls in my bedroom.
So she has some money in her hand. And again, I'm like, no. I really, you know, it's okay. And then
how much for the whole hour, boy?
And then she goes, no, I insist. Like, you haven't taken money for any of the stuff you've done. You know, please let me give you this.
I agree. You should take it.
$3.
Yeah.
What?
$3.
What? There's more where that came from.
Oh, wow.
Now go get yourself a lollipop.
Yeah.
Suck on it.
Take yourself out to the movies. Get yourself a knee-high in a Coney Island. And I should also pay for the trolley.
Oh.
$3 whole.
I'm pretty sure you can go to one of them boothy booths and watch them girls dance.
If you want to go watch some girly show.
I did that once when I was drunk with my friend. Nice. And I also bought a vibrator that night that was way too big.
$14.
I know. It was don't expensive. Fucking buy vibrators or drunk. Dildos when you're drunk.
No, it's a bad idea. I got
you
home.
You can't buy it when hungry, you know? It's like shopping.
But I got mine to fit.
Mine had like all the bells and whistles and
bells and whistles.
Yeah. Almost like it spun around. There was like beads and it was like,
oh, wham, it's a rabbit.
Wham. Yeah, it was like a rabbit, but then some like a cheap knockoff version.
$75.
Exactly.
One.
And yeah, in the
or
morning.
15.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way that's going anywhere near my vulva. Like, it's just not even. So now it sits on the top of a bookshelf and it has for years. And it's just, a decoration.
Do you turn it on for Halloween? Like, because it does that weird, like.
Yep. Sometimes I turn it on and just show people, like, hey, look, I got drunk about
this. Look at this. Yeah. Wiggly, wiggly, swing.
I'm not very shy about that.
So if you have that other article at the ready, apparently you can now make jewelry with your ass.
Ooh, really?
So, of course, ass radio.
I've been making jewelry
with my ass for years. I have to report
on this. Is that where it came from?
I got a diamond for you. Want this diamond? Squeezing it real shame.
I'm so glad this woman does not have the internet.
Yeah, right.
I want to listen to your show. Shout out to me. Is pooping?
Wow. I just read it.
Is pooping out bespoke jewelry the future of luxury? Designer Nicholas Gregory created the Ripley, an art project that has everything a human theoretically needs to shit personalized jewelry out of their ass.
What? I'm so curious, though.
I know. I find the best stories, don't I?
Yes.
This weekend, New York's MX Gallery will display a strange wooden box propped open, full of colorful vials. Above the vials, the gold-plated lid will be scrawled with text and a picture of a human digestive system. It's the Ripley, created by Nicholas Gregory. We've already established that, but we decided to use the same words twice because there's a word requirement for each article. The kit has everything you need to make intimately personalized jewelry with your ass. Again, repeating ourselves. The vials, as instructions on the case and notes accompanying the exhibit explain, contain edible abrasive. Where could this go wrong?
Yeah, right.
Coloring and polishing materials, as well as a ring encrusted with gems.
Maybe nose plugs, too?
Yeah. Potential users eat these materials as a meal. The idea is
that once the
ring hits the user's stomach, the abrasives as well as stomach acids and corrosives from other things consumed will wear away the ring, exposing the jewels beneath. Moving on to the small intestine, abrasive materials, think roughage, polish the ring. Then as the ring moves along with other waste through the gut, hardening shit compacts around the colors.
Oh, gosh.
And colors the gems. Finally, you guessed it. I'm sure you did, right? The user must fish for the finished ring, which will take on different properties depending on his or her metabolism, diet, and other factors. From within the potentially rough bowel movement at the end of the gastrointestinal line.
That's a lot of work when you could just buy a ring in a store.
Can I just put this in your ass for a minute?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me make a jewelry out of your butthole.
There you go, lover.
I won't even put it in the front. It goes a long way. I'm a short trip front and back.
I have a feeling the neighbor's going to be a regular guest here.
I sure hope so. Now do me a favor and reach the clams in the bottom of my shell tank.
No! Clam fishing.
Oh my God. Do you want me to keep reading?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds fucking nuts, and it's meant to be. Named after a stomach and ass-eating alien from Stephen King's 2001 novel Dreamcatcher, the Ripley is... Gregory told Vice, his reflection on the trajectory of the world. As of yet, no humans have actually tried to use this kit, which remains a unique prototype with no clear market.
Yeah, you know, there'll be one, though.
Yeah. However, when Vice caught up with Gregory, he explained not just what he was thinking while making the Ripley, but who might want to use it.
Oh, good. All right, we should cut German off there because we only got 2 minutes left.
I just want to know his demographic.
The Germans, like Scheisser videos, right?
Scheisser videos. Anyone who thinks it's like a polish,
can you find my ring?
A bungholz. You can get roughage into the intestines.
Here are the things that we didn't get to this week.
FreeDairiesNow.com.
Here are the things we didn't get to this week. Kristen Bell gets anal worms from her daughter.
No.
Yep.
Nice fun.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Look it up.
Kids are great. I love kids.
Oregon woman had 14 worms pulled out of her eye.
The fuck?
Drunk man takes $1,600 Uber from West Virginia to New Jersey.
Moron.
Brooklyn woman poisons lookalike with a cheesecake.
Stupid.
To steal her identity.
Yeah, it's Russian.
Twin sisters marry twin brothers.
Damn. I didn't see that video, but I was looking.
If a ring is stuck on your dick, don't use scissors.
No.
2018 Oscar gift bags are going to have pepper spray. In response to the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Folks, please give to Planned Parenthood. Give to the ACLU. After you give to us, give to the Red Cross. Coming up next on Art Star Scene Radio is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Also, go to faceboy.com for all past episodes of Art Star Scene Radio.
And check out Reina Terror, R-E-I-N-A, Terror, and Travel Queen. Thank you.
Come to Satanic Bingo tomorrow or email us questions at artstarscene@gmail.com.
Thank you, Reina Terror.
Thank you.
Thank you, Faceboy.
This is my usual music, but I like this song.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you, Reina.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Tune in every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio.
It's Big Bad Wolf. Big Bad Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Another product recall. Another product recall.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You could die if you don't know this.